Mr. Green at Fannin, 3062. This call is to be charged to my home phone, Fannin 2718. I want number-to-number call to Katona, K-A-T-O-N-A-H. That's the prefix. 40160.
40160.
At Bedford Hills, New York.
Bedford Hills.
Bedford Hills. That's Katona, 40160. All right. Hello, Mr. Wilson there?
No, he's not at the moment. May I take a message?
Well, this is Mr. Green down in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, yes. Well, he was expecting your call, and I can get him. In fact, I can get him in a very few minutes.
Well, tell him to call me back, collect, then, at Fannin 3062 in Fort Worth.
And what was the exchange again?
Fannin, F-A-N-N-I-N.
F-A-N-N?
F-A-N-N-I-N, Fannin.
F-A-N-N-I-N, Fannin. 3062. Fannin, 3062.
F-A-N-N. I-N.
I-N, 3062.
3062.
3062 in Fort Worth, Texas.
Just call number to number, and I'll be at this number.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Thank you.
He isn't here right now, but he'll call you.
All right.
Right on. Okay.
Fannin 3062.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a collect call for Mr. Wilson in Katona. Would accept the charges?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, sir.
This is Harry Green down in Fort Worth.
Why, hi, Harry. How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry for the delay on the other call. I don't know whether it's the weather or what, but I tried to be prompt, but couldn't quite make it.
Yeah, that's all right.
The morning papers say you've got a terrific snowstorm up in your country.
Well, it wasn't snow, but we had a 100-mile wind here yesterday.
100-mile wind.
Yeah, a pile of damage down. I suppose things are slow.
We have very clear weather. It's a very pleasant weather down here, but it's been near freezing for the last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson, I don't suppose you would remember me. I met you at Al Badger's in Dallas when you were down here some time back.
Sure enough.
But, of course, you met a great many other people. I am talking from the home of a man you do know, Bill Rozier, our Harbor Club secretary here in Fort Worth.
Yes, sir.
Bill met you up at Cleveland.
Yep.
Bill, it's all right to call you Bill, I guess, isn't it?
Well, I should hope so.
I want to tell you a little bit about who I am so that you'll understand why possibly I'm calling you on this matter. I've been in AA for 44 months, continuously dry. I'm quite active in the organization. That is, I travel extensively from coast to coast, and I'm acquainted in Washington to Los Angeles and Chicago to Houston.
Yep.
Like this very much. By profession, I am an independent investigator. That is, I'm not a detective or a snooper, but I handle, for instance, I represent Jerry Geisler in Los Angeles and the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company patent attorneys in Akron.
Yeah, I know. I used to do that kind of thing myself.
I see. Well, then, that's the sort of a background. I'm sort of an analyzer. Now, Bill, here is the proposition. Of course, you know Horace Ford down here in Texas.
Yeah, sure.
Horace, of course, until recently has been with this TCU thing.
Yeah.
And that is folded up and definitely abandoned.
I see.
And there'd be no further program of any kind conducted, as far as I know or have heard of, in Texas along that line.
Is Jelinek coming north?
Well, Jalen Nick's in Switzerland now.
Yeah, I know he went there, but I wonder, that winds him up down there, too.
Well, as far as I know, now the TCU has offered him a place on the staff out there just as a teacher.
I see.
But it wouldn't be, it would just be simply a professorial seat.
Yeah.
And I talked to Doc just a couple of days before he left Fort Worth. I mean, it is the day before I happened to see him downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't disclose to me any of his plans, of course, if he had any, or at least I didn't ask him. Now that his wife died, I don't know, that might change your mind.
My God, I didn't know that.
She died in Switzerland?
Well, for heaven's sake, just recently.
Just, well, it's been, I guess, 3 weeks ago.
Why, what happened?
Well, I don't know. It was word reached here in Fort Worth. Of course, she was well known here, and it was on a bulletin board at the club. But just a minute. Okay. Do you know what Pat died of? Pneumonia.
Oh,
say, just a minute. Before I get into this, I'd like for you to say hello to Bill. Now, I've got all the time in the world. How are you fixed for time, Bill?
Just top.
All right, just a minute. I'd like to say hello to Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hey, my friend. How are you, sir?
Well, just fine. Last time I saw you, we were in a taxi cab together.
Sure enough. It's a pretty good show they had out there.
Well, I should say it was.
Yeah?
The highlight of my experience, I said,
uh-huh.
Bill. Bill, this thing in here is going to talk to you about. Of course, you know, like we discussed the Harbor Club, but you thought that we might have a different setup, a different situation down here. And we do, here in Texas, for some reason or other. And this Harbor Club and the Fort Worth Group proposition is working marvelously.
Yeah.
And that's a little contrary to the experience that a number of the groups have had, I know. So I just wanted you to bear that little experience in mind when you talk to Harry on this other deal. And we're very enthusiastic about this thing Harry's going to talk to you about, but we would like to have your opinion on it, Bill. So I'll talk to Harry again.
Fine.
Stay a little lower for us.
I certainly shall.
Okay. Getting back to Horace.
Yeah?
Now, Horace has nothing to do now. He has no connection.
What kind of health is he in?
Well, he's been a little under the weather the last few days on account of cold down here. We've all got it. I've got one so bad I can hardly talk this morning.
Yeah, well, he did have bad going there for a while, though. He was kind of uncertain, I know.
Well, it's been more of a mental proposition with him than anything else.
Yeah.
He hasn't drawn any salary out there since the 15th of March.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's had, they've advanced him a little expense here and there, but they've been broke out there.
Yeah.
And a man who is unsecure economically, of course, can't be too have too much peace of mind, because we've all got to eat.
Well, I know that. I've been through lots of it.
Now, I've known Horace personally for a long time. And as much as a year ago, the group independently, or leaders of the group, well, I'll say that, Wheel Horses in group, Vic Hoffman at Waco.
Yeah.
We're talking to some boys up in Denver, Colorado. And I've talked all over the state at various times with different people. The group up at Amarillo had the same idea. We've all been wondering and thinking that if the time comes, if there wasn't some way that Texas AAs could utilize the services of Horace Ford on some sort of a basis that wouldn't involve us in too much of a violation of traditions or professionalize the thing. And we've been floundering around.
Yeah.
But nothing ever crystallized until this thing officially folded up out here.
Yeah.
Now, we know that Horace, as a businessman, is the most impractical fellow in the world.
Yeah.
He couldn't, if you give him $10,000 today, he'd probably be broke in 60 days. While AA doesn't owe him a living any more than it owes me one, or you one, or anybody else one, we would like to help the man, but we're not trying to create something to help him.
Yeah.
And because there isn't any other avenue open to him right now, he is a school teacher.
Yeah.
But it's been some years since he was in the schools.
Sure.
He's reached the age now where he can't get back in.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, he doesn't have the required degree to get the kind of a job that to which he should go into if he had.
Yeah, sure.
And as a businessman, he's just out.
Yeah.
Now, this thing, breaking it down in a nutshell, there, Albert Randall in Amarillo, and Vic Hoffman in Waco,
yeah.
Morris McFarland in Tyler, fellas like Ace Pearson in Denison,
yeah.
Maurice Hooper in Austin,
yeah.
Bill Hall in San Angelo, Harry Denton out in the Midland Odessa area, Ed Embry in El Paso,
yeah.
Jack Elliott in Wichita Falls, and others. I mention those names there because they're people all with long periods of sobriety who are very active in their group, and I know them personally, and I have either visited those groups in the last 2 or 3 weeks, or I've had extended long-distance conversations with them. I've made more personal calls than I have otherwise.
Yep.
And we decided this, that we would like to raise a fund of somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000, something like that, to employ Horace Ford. That is, to raise this fund among AA members individually, not as a member of the group,
yeah.
But as us individuals subscribe to this fund,
yeah.
So that Horace would have living wage and travel expenses, and make him available to AA as a whole in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Now down here there's lots of little groups that are having trouble. I've been repeatedly asked by down here in East Texas, for instance, and up in the Sherman-Denison area, can't you come up 2 or 3 days and help us get straightened out and show us how to hold meetings or something of the kind? And I say, well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And then there are new groups that try to organize. Now, they get along all right. We had one out west of Fort Worth here, Mineral Wells, but it was close. And Bill and myself and Charlie Cann and Mac Boring and the old timers, we got out there and pitched, and those boys got off to a good start, and it's a splendid group.
Yeah.
But there are so many other little groups that have tried to organize. Gainesville is one that's farther away from any good established group, and we can't get up there, and they flounder along for a year or two and don't get off to a very good start. Where if a man like Horace could devote 2 or 3 or 4 days to them, it would be to the great benefit of AA as a whole and to those members individually.
Well, I think I catch your idea, and I don't see anything the matter with it, provided that, you know, that it works. I mean, as far as the tradition is concerned, here's what you can do now. Is Horace going to make his home in Fort Worth?
Yes, Horace owns a home, or he's got a slight interest in a home here, he and the bank.
Well, look, here's a curbstone suggestion for you.
All right.
The only thing you've got to do to cover the professionalism angle is not to have it appear that Horace is just a professional missionary doing 12-step work.
We don't want him to do 12-step work as such. I mean to get out here and see the individuals.
If you keep him clear on that and you give him a title, why don't you make him secretary of the club and send an announcement that he's available to help groups or having organization trouble, see?
Could we do this? Now, since this is not strictly a Fort Worth idea, understand, and I'm speaking now, and I'm authorized to speak for all those names I mentioned and many others.
Yeah.
Not only in Fort Worth, but every place else.
Yeah.
And knowing that we've got to have some kind of a policy committee or some kind of a control, we thought we might set up a little independent corporation here so this money would be tax-free and have some policy committee designated, say, one member from each of the larger groups that contribute or support this thing, and we'd be board of directors of that thing. And since Horace lives in Fort Worth, why, this group temporarily has offered the services of Bill Rozier here to kind of receive the calls and route Horace, because leave Horace to himself, he'll make a commitment to talk in Amarillo today and one in Houston tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you've got to kind of route him.
Well, why don't you? You see, the status of this kind of question comes up all the while.
Yeah.
They're in large metropolitan areas, such as here and Chicago and those places, they have offices and they have paid secretaries. The point is that the person is doing an organization or a secretarial job or whatnot, and it doesn't in any way make him a professional AA. Now, if you could get the general consent of the group to call him a general secretary for Texas, let's say.
I've had in mind state service officer.
Well, that's just as good. Anything that denotes a service status, see?
A service status.
And anything that would denote it from a statewide standpoint. And you can just give him a little office of... I should think in the club there, if you've got room.
Well, we could provide that.
Yeah, just have a shingle on the hall and say Horace is available for this sort of service due to the generosity of individual members in the Texas group.
We could even set him up with a little office downtown if other groups thought that Fort Worth was trying to hold it.
You better to do that, and then you don't get it mixed up with the club affairs.
That's right.
It's always better to separate. I mean, intergroups offices often start in clubs, but they always move out.
That's right.
Just as well, I think that would be wise.
Well, it occurs to me that it would be better if he had a little headquarters someplace away. Now, here's really basically what we had in mind. This plan here is an interim that's being financed by, as I say, strictly individuals.
Yeah.
There'll be no contribution accepted from any member outside of AA.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have our convention here, our state convention, in Mineral Wells in June.
Uh-huh.
Mineral Wells is a wonderful convention town. It has the facilities it needed, where we can have everything under one roof and plenty of hotel space. And they have a very active group there. And there is a move afoot now to designate Mineral Wells as our permanent convention headquarters.
Yeah.
And we was anxious to try this Ford idea out and get the wrinkles out of it, so that at the convention it could be presented to the delegates there, then if they officially wanted to designate a state secretary or something like that and form a committee to see that the salary is paid by whatever means we decide, as long as within AA, that we could open, Mineral Wells would provide the space, open a little office out there and provide a secretary so that it would be entirely independent of any group, and then Horace would be
free. That would be better, of course, but you've got to have an interim thing that'll lead into it. And,
that's right.
And try it on, see?
That's right.
But there's no reason in God's green earth why the state of Texas can't hire a secretary just as well as a foundation or an intergroup. I mean, there's nothing from the traditional standpoint that makes that a professional deal at all.
Bill, I'd like to make this remark here. Now, after having personally visited in the last week, I have visited in the Tyler Group, and of course that's the center of East Texas.
Yeah.
I have visited Dallas, I have visited Waco, Austin, San Antone, Wichita Falls, and of course Fort Worth here, and the Gainesville-Denison area and through there. And the plan has been overwhelmingly accepted by individuals with three exceptions. We have one member in our group that you would know. I don't wish to call any names over the telephone. One member in Dallas who is the outstanding over there, and one in San Antone who is outstanding. And they're just raising all manner of cane as individuals. They say we're violating traditions in every respect, that we will be professionalizing the thing. And it's been, I spent quite a bit of time talking with a man in San Antone at his place of business. And
see, there's been for years a contention as to what is an AA professional, and the only thing that's an AA professional is a guy who is paid for doing direct 12-step therapeutic work. Now, if a club wants a cook or a janitor or a foundation or an intergroup wants a secretary to do special service work, there isn't any, I mean, as long as it's clear that he's doing something over and above 12-step work and is getting paid for that and not for the 12-step, you're in the clear on the tradition. In fact, I'm trying to, right now, separate psychologically in the minds of people the idea that the organization of services means the organization or professionalization of Alcoholics Anonymous. It does. We have to have a few services ranging all the way from books and offices and secretaries and somebody to look after public relations and group problems and all that sort of thing. We have all that kind of thing, you see. And it doesn't mean a professionalism of AA or an organization of it.
I can't see that it does either, Bill.
To get into that whole phase of things, you very shortly will receive a pamphlet by which a plan is presented by Dr. Smith and me, which was assented to just before he died, happily. And that plan will show how states may produce representatives to come up here to look after this foundation. I can't fund for it forever, and it's your foundation. Well, what does the foundation do? It supplies services very much like the ones you're talking about. And there isn't any reason under God's heavens from the traditional standpoint. Now, from the political standpoint, or whether the groups in Texas want it, or whether they want Horace, is entirely something for your judgment.
That's right.
I can only speak on the principle of
there is no objection to Horace personally. Everybody knows and loves Horace.
Well, if you can go to the people who oppose this and say he has a job, which is well over and above 12-step work, I think you're in the clear on the professionalism business.
Yep.
Beyond that, I mean, that's about the only opinion. I wouldn't want you to go and say I favor Horace to do the job.
I'm
going to be quoted on that because that's a local problem. I couldn't possibly know. That's something for you fellas to figure out. But
that's right.
But if he has a legitimate job to facilitate the growth of AA in Texas over and above 12-step work, it doesn't make him a professional any more than an intergroup secretary. In other words, what you're talking about is a statewide secretary.
That's what I'm talking about, exactly.
And a metropolitan secretary.
That's right.
And we have metropolitan secretaries galore, and people have long since forgot they're professionals. What the hell, they're answering phone calls and straightening out group troubles and referring people to hospitals and making hospital arrangements and connections and all that kind of business, see? Which hasn't anything to do, it facilitates the 12-step, but it isn't the 12-step.
The peculiar thing about this, now when Horace was on this TCU staff and was receiving his expense out there, he was called upon he had more calls than he could possibly answer for AA functions.
Yeah.
And nobody objected at all to using him man, and the groups that call him from a distance didn't have any objection to paying the nominal travel expense for it.
Another advantage that you people have got in the situation is that during this interim period, while the idea is being tried on to see how it works, it's proposed to do it on an individual basis.
That's right.
Now, but what the hell, Horace's income becomes the business of the people who contribute and your business, and so long as he isn't paid to be just a plain everyday AA missionary running around doing 12-step work, if you can keep that label off him and he really has something to do over and above that that's real, I don't see why you should have any trouble.
Here's another thing. I'm looking to the future of this thing, Bill. Oh, you know that AA has grown considerably from the early days.
Yeah.
And as any business grows, we have to have a little more people to look after its affairs.
That's right. In other words, you can keep AA so goddamn simple that it gets an awful lot more complicated.
That's right. Now, down in Austin at the present time, there is a non-alcoholic committee forming. Joe Carrington, the head of a big insurance company, who is a non-alcoholic, but who has lots of alcoholics working for him.
Yeah.
I believe he's to be chairman of this committee. And the head of our state police, Homer Garrison, a very well-known man in Texas, and other individuals of that type, are getting together to try to induce the state to recognize alcoholism and possibly secure better and different treatment for alcoholics in mental hospitals and maybe set up a special farm or hospital for them.
So those people can help you with hospitalization. As long as you don't take their money for direct AA purposes, I think you can welcome what they do.
Well, what I was thinking is this. Now, that's entirely independent of AA.
Yeah.
But the time will come when there should be some sort of liaison maybe between the two, and who would be better fitted than a state secretary?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I had in mind, because that is developing.
Yeah. Well, the practical opposition you may get is that people will say, well, very well, He's got a nominal job doing things, but his real job is being a missionary. I mean, that's where they'll probably stick. And that's the part that you've got to fix up so that it appears that he has something really to do beyond being just a plain everyday paid missionary.
Bill, I'm awfully happy to get your reaction on this. I felt, in my own mind...
Years and years and years of this kind of thing. In fact, my own status has been the same kind of a thing. Now, I've given full-time to AA for a great many years. Well, how am I paid? Well, once upon a time, I wrote a book called AA. And, okay, that was a special service to write that book.
That's right.
It was also a special service to create a publishing company and incorporate it, which now makes the AA Group $25,000 a year and the foundation $25,000 a year. Well, that was way over and above any 12-step business.
Why, certainly.
And consequently, I get paid as an author of a book who receives a royalty, just the same as though an outsider wrote the book. Well, that doesn't make me a professional. I used to worry and stew about that. Now, therefore, the time that I give AA is nothing that AAs are paying for. They're merely paying me for my past services as an author. They ain't paying for me as a missionary. They get that free. Now, that's the principle that I think we have to work on. We will have to have services as time goes on, and probably more of them. Never a lot or very expensive, but some more. And they've got to be quite a bit better organized than they are now, or they won't work. And we got to draw a line between services and straight AA. And if you can get Horace onto that category, particularly if some of you are personally taking the rap of supporting him, the idea can be easily tried out, and by summer you'll know whether people want it or whether they don't, and you can get an idea whether the group...
If it should develop that there's anything wrong with the idea, we can stop it.
Why, sure.
We have nothing but the best interest of AA at heart.
Certainly making an AA missionary of them, you're in the clear as far as I can see.
Well, we certainly won't do that, and Horace...
What I'm talking about, though, is don't quote me as being for this particular plan or for Horace or against Horace, you see.
That's right.
In other words, don't bring me into the practical end of the thing, because that's a problem for you people on the spot, and I've long since learned to keep completely out of local affairs, to stand in judgment whether Texas needs a secretary or whether it should be Horace. I can only say that if he has a real service job to do, and you can find such a job for him, that does not make him a professional, which is just what you want him on.
That's exactly what I want to know. Now, I'll repeat that.
To make it clear that I'm not offering any opinion as to what Texas should do about this particular situation.
You don't know whether we need it or not, and if we do need it, you don't know whether Horace Ford... You're not either recommending or condemning Horace Ford as an individual or anybody else.
I can really say that if Texas wants a state secretary and the enough of a service character for the secretary to do, that doesn't make him a professional. In other words, such a secretary would have the same status as a metropolitan intergroup secretary or a foundation secretary. They're paid for special service and not for straight AA work.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, Bill. Now that I've had this preliminary conversation, I have a two-page typewritten proposal that's been submitted to the other groups that outlines generally what I have said. I'd like to send a copy of it up to you.
Well, come ahead.
All right. Now, I'm going to say this. I have taken some advantage of you, but I won't use it. This conversation up to this point has been recorded, and I've done that. Bill is here with me, and if you tell me not to use it outside of this room, I will not.
Oh, well, it's quite all right, but I haven't said anything I don't mean.
Well, I understand that, Mac Boring and George McQueen, and I guess you remember Alan Connell down here.
Oh.
Alan is very active behind this. And incidentally, before we tried this out, before I mentioned it to any other soul outside of Fort Worth, I mean, talk to them, we set ourselves a quota of $1,500 here to see if our own members would support it.
Yeah.
And it was oversubscribed by a group of about 25 individuals just as fast as I could contact them.
Well, sure. I mean, there are a number of you fellas awful well-heeled down there, and a couple of dozen of you could see this thing through with your eyes shut.
Yes.
If that's what you want to do, and they try it on an individual basis, and then it's...
We want to divide it up between various groups. Now, Amarillo, the Panhandle groups are strong for it. They've went ahead. Now, down here, all I've taken is pledges, but Amarillo has a bunch of money laying in the treasury up there for us. I mean, that's contributed individually.
Well, try it on for 6 months, Hal. You're certainly not violating the tradition if the guy has a job. Definitely outside of 12-step work.
Well, that's fine, Bill.
Same category as what we already have in many other places.
Bill, I certainly appreciate you talking to me, and I appreciate this opinion.
I don't want to go on record in favor of the particular proposal because I can't estimate.
That's right. It's only the principle of the thing that I was interested in. Of course, I had to give you the detail and the background, but I ask your opinion, of course, only on the principle of the thing.
That's
and not as to the details.
Well, that's not only my conclusion. In fact, the tradition provided, you'll find a clause in the tradition to the effect that AA may hire special service workers.
I have dwelled on that extensively on that.
Does the job make him a special service worker, or does it make him a professional AA? And that's the only thing you have to answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bill, and I sure appreciate talking to you. And the first time I get up east or any place where you're around, I want to make your personal acquaintance a little bit more extensively than I was able to here in Dallas.
Well, my friend, that'll happen. Now, look, sometime between January and April, as you will soon see by this pamphlet coming out on the General Service Conference, we're going to want to have Texas send up the first year of this conference, one representative, and the next year probably a couple more. And you'll see a plan for it, and that plan, and I would like to go out and help in the choice of the delegates. You'll see a plan for doing that. That's always been the difference.
I would love to be that delegate.
Sometime between January and April. I would imagine the Dallas-Fort Worth area, being the largest, would probably produce the first delegate. And then there would be others scattered around the state for the following year. It'd be a rotating conference of a couple of panels.
That's right.
And you'll see what the plan is, and tell the folks that I rather hope to see them sometime between January and April. You'll get the idea when you see the pamphlet, which should be along in the mail another week or two.
Well, I'll look forward to it.
And you see, this foundation, which serves the whole world here, has got to be kept up and kept going. And it doesn't involve much finance, but it takes some looking after. And you don't know these trustees from Adam. And once a year, representatives from the state should come in and sit down with these trustees and look the situation over and back them up if they're right or correct them if they're wrong. Otherwise, the thing will fall down, and the foundation indirectly is accountable for a half of our size and unity. And here's a movement which has literature, it has public relations, it has mediation services, it has a newspaper, it has money in the bank, and the people who look after it are not known to you. And Dr. Bob and I are asking that you people send representatives to come in and take the deal over and let us out. Poor guy, he is out, but I don't want to wait until I am before it happens.
Well, we've got to look to the future all the time.
Coming along, and I hope it gets real support.
Well, Bill, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
And any time that you have anything that you want done down here in the Southwest and want somebody that, I travel extensively and have a wide acquaintance, and if you call on me, I'll try to do anything I can for you for the benefit of AA down in the Southwest.
I suppose you've got a group directory, haven't you? It's your traveling man.
Oh, yes. I don't need a directory. I know where they are. There are a few groups, the state of Texas and the Southwest.
Your last name's already slipped me, Harry.
How that?
Your last name's already slipped me.
Green, G-R-E-E-N-E.
All right, I'll look for your plan.
All right, sir, I'll send it to you, Bill.
Give my best to Horace. I'm glad that he's up to taking a job like this. When I was in Texas 2 or 3 years ago, he was in very bad shape.
Well, he's in better shape than he was. Say, Bill, what address shall I mail this to you?
I'll send it up to the foundation.
Down at the general headquarters?
Yep.
All right, I'll send it up today.
Right on, my friend. Good luck now.
All right, thank you, Bill.